short stories written and read by Richard Nichols for Community Radio, based on Poems on the Couch. Freedom. What is freedom to you and me and the man next door? The right to walk down the road in safety, yes. Read a book or write a book of the subject that you like, yes. Wear clothes of your choice, yes. Have the right to privacy as long as it's within the bounds of the law of your country, yes. Have the right to your religion of choice. Feel free to practice it without being judged, yes. If these statements are true, say yes. An old man. I saw an old man walking stick and all. I asked, can I help? He said, no, young man. I'm perfectly able to help myself. With that he fell down a hole, never to be seen again, or so I thought, until a day later he was back again, wheelchair and all. I asked, can I help? No, young man, I'm perfectly able. And with that he was gone down the stairs, never to be seen again. Love, what is it? I knew an old lady who had a boyfriend. You could see the love in their eyes. At a cafe the one day, the lady got sick, and the man was there to help. All day they would sit on the couch at home and read stories to each other. This I know because I live across the road. I hope one day when I am at the same point in my life that someone is there for me. Oh yes, please. Childhood. Do you remember your days as a child? No responsibility, no bills to pay. All you have to do is play. All the goodies to eat in the world at no cost to you. Stop and think of children at school whose next meal was not a given. They could not play games in an arcade or go to the movies or celebrate his or her birthday with the knowledge that the dream gift is on its way. What is a childhood without financial security? Shopping. Who loves shopping? Let's shop until we drop. Window shopping is the cheapest. We all have spent time shopping with our eyes and not our wallet. A dog. I have a dog. Its name is Spot. It likes to sleep on a certain spot. On my bed or on the couch. He snuggles up so close to me and keeps me warm at night. Walking. I love to walk and take in my surroundings. Watch people go about their daily chores. Seen a child laugh and play with others. Taking turns on the roundabout in a playground just down the road from where I live. Is that not the roundabout of life? Running. John is fond of sports. Running is his favorite. For him it has a rhythm. He likes the rise and fall of his body as his feet make contact with the changing ground underfoot. Over hills he goes and under bridges until he reaches home again, only to be asked, how was your run, dear? Tall people. What is it to be tall? Changing a light bulb made easy. Getting a ball out of the tree made easy. Playing basketball made very easy. How easy could life be? Oh no, forgot ducking under a low doorway. What a blow. King. Long live my good King Louis. I love his crown. His home has many rooms. By definition, it is a castle fit for a king. My king, but only mine. Washing. I have a washing machine. Its name is I. It works by putting clothes in the bath with soap. Lean forward and put those hands to good use. It's a human 1000. Toner. Toner cartridges. Love them, hate them. They have the habit, if a rebuilt toner, to be unreliable, and in most cases make marks on the document. In general, they're a pain in the neck. Nature. What a wonder is nature. She's the mother of all plants and animals. Every day one is taken in by the stunning, beautiful countryside and tall trees found on earth. Let us keep it that way. God bless our beautiful world. Short stories and poems written and read by Richard Nichols for Community Radio, based on Poems on the Couch. Join me next time for another podcast when I will take you down a magical journey with words. Until then, goodbye.